Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Coppice Roses, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
I'm gonna drink a few beers, shut this place down. We're gonna take a few shots, shut this place down.
Did you all come from a musical family?
We grew up.
She's looking at her mom and dad.
There was always music playing, you know, it was always all kinds of genres. You know, there was always music in our house. Some of my first records I remember playing, my dad playing, was Blondie. Saturday mornings, you know, you cleaned house and you listened to records. And I can remember living, you know, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, and Thriller. And, you know, I have uncles that are super talented, amazing, you know, vocal, you know, dad and mom both sing. They won't like sing out in public, but they sing. And my brother who's here is a fantastic singer too, so.
And actually, you know, until I started singing with Jen, I didn't sing harmony and I could never really hear it. Before the show, she was like, oh, I need someone to sing harmony. Can you do it? Well, I'm not gonna say no. And she's like, okay, well, here's the harmony, just do it. And I was like, oh, okay. And it was like so scary, but I pulled it off.
She's swimming in. Might look like she's drowning, but she isn't. No, she isn't. She's flying through the air. It might look like she's wavering, but she isn't. No, she isn't. She's got her eyes focused on her.
Studied Appalachian music under Dr. Ron Penn from the University of Kentucky.
I work for the University of Kentucky College of Agriculture, and they allow you to take classes, you know, for free. So you get 6 credit hours a semester. And my degree is in agriculture. It has nothing to do with music. And so I was like, well, my job was kind of venturing into more expressive arts type things for 4-H. And I was like, I'm going to take music theory. And so then there was Appalachian music. And so my husband is from Paintsville. And it's funny because I've really surrounded myself with people. You know, my best friend is from Knott County, and my other best friend is from Breathitt County. And, you know, I love the mountains, and I love the people from the mountains. And so the first day of class, I walked in, and he had on flip-flops and a bow tie, and he was getting ready to play the fiddle, and I was like, I'm gonna like this class a lot. It was hands down probably one of the best classes I've ever taken. I had not written a song probably in 10 or 11 years. We had to write a ballad as a class project, and I wrote the ballad, and actually, I said my husband's from Paintsville, and we had to pick something to write our ballad about, a news story. And there had been a lot of floods in Johnson County, and I saw this picture of this poor little doll that had washed up on the side of this bridge. This is kind of creepy, but I decided to write a song from the doll's perspective of the floods, of getting washed away from her home and stuff. So it's called Little Rag Doll. That was the first time I'd ever written a song and put guitar chords to it. That got me back into songwriting. Dr. Penn is an amazing person. He's an amazing musician, and his knowledge of Appalachian music and his passion for it is just something that I wish that everybody that loves music or loves the mountains could witness, because it's pretty fantastic. On Fridays, our class was to go to the Niles Gallery and listen to Appalachian artists. And I was like, okay, this is hands down the best class. I get to sit here and I get a credit hour for listening yes. to music and talented musicians yeah. that we got to hear. So it was pretty awesome.
It's been a real gift what he's given to Kentuckians with his knowledge and expertise. Typically come to you first, or does the music come to you first?
I guess so far the music has come to me first, and it's been different writing with Jen. It's been such a great experience because she's brought me out of my shell, and she's got a different way of writing. I have a hard time expressing myself and writing music. And so it's just really been an amazing growing experience to write music with Jen. She's helped me learn to arrange things, and she comes up with such amazing lyrics. So it's kind of been a good partnership when we co-write, because I can come up with some of the music, she comes up with these amazing lyrics, but it's teaching me to come up with great lyrics as well and be able to put it all together. So mine kind of comes out in a burst. Like, I'll write some music and then I'll have it forever, and then all of a sudden finally the words will come to it, but it's a long process for me. And she just writes songs in the car on the way home and is like, yeah, got it, here it is, it's done. it's just incredible. But yeah, it's been great growing and a great growing experience.
Fly away from the coming rain, 'cause your noises are washed away. Take shelter from the coming wave, 'cause you know that there's a better place. Burn on a wire.
Industrious outside of your music career and also outside of being a mother.
Well, like I said, I grew up on a farm in Georgetown, and you know, just had a passion. My dad farmed, and just I loved being out there on the farm. And I always laugh thinking about whenever people start setting tobacco around here, I always think about Dad would get us to follow the setter. Literally the entire time we were looking for arrowheads, and he'd be like, we're two rows over. And we'd be like, oh no, we had to go when they missed plants and stuff. So I've always loved agriculture, and I laugh. And on the music arts side, my mom, she was way ahead of her time. She could have ran and put everything that's on Pinterest right now, okay? And look at her, she knows it. We, you know, would stay home in the summertime, and Mom would give us homework to do. And I remember one summer we had to watch musicals, and my brother and I always laughed and said we were probably the only two farm kids running around singing Bally High through the farms in Georgetown. But when it came time to go to college, you know, I was kind of torn what I wanted to do. But I had great experiences in 4-H and with FFA when I was in high school. And I saw kids when I was in FFA that in other classrooms, they were at the bottom of the classroom, and, you know, they had a really hard time. And I saw them come into, like, ag mechanics classes and wood shop and floral design, and they flourished. And I love that. And so I believe in vocational education. I believe it's so important. And so that's kind of what ended up me going into vocational agriculture here at the University of Kentucky. And then I worked on the UK research farm at Vet Science, and this time of year I always think about it because, you know, getting out and feeding horses at 7:30 a.m. with this weather is just hands down one of my favorite things to do.
She was broken beyond repair, but she still had finer eyes and wind in her hair. She had passion you could feel.
I've always, you know, wanted to do creative things, and, you know, before the twins were born, I was able to, you know, kind of do whatever I wanted, and but I was also working full-time, so I didn't have a lot of time to do all these creative things I wanted to do. And then after I had the twins, I found myself in a totally different world, and four walls closing in on me very, very quickly. And so I was trying to find some things to do that were productive, that made me feel good, like I was, you know, doing something creative. And so I just started making pies. I think that maybe that started because we had blackberry bushes, and I was like, what am I gonna do with these things? And so I was like, well, I'll go in online and find a recipe to make, you know, my own crust. And then it like came out amazing. And I'm like, oh, that's not good, because now we're gonna eat all this pie. And so then I was like, oh, I have all this extra dough, what do I do with it? So I just started designing all these, you know, flowers and all these different designs, putting them on the top. And then people were like, well, I want one. And so for a while I was making pies for the Lexington Diner, and I would, you know, put their logo on it and do all kinds of different designs. And then I got burnt out on the pies. So then I started, you know, making, well, you know, my husband is a very well-known musician, and so he changes his guitar strings quite often. And you know, I noticed the way that he wraps them up and winds them up, it kind of looked like a bracelet. And I was like, well, can I have your strings? And he's like, yeah, okay. I just went online and just figured out how to do wire wrapping. And so I started making jewelry out of guitar strings and earrings and keychains, and started calling it Strings to Bling. And then my grandmother used to make cracked marble necklaces. Actually, one of our first gigs that we played together, or was it our first gig?
It was
at Reed Valley Orchard, and they had this big, huge whiskey barrel full of marbles. And I saw them, and I was like, I should get some of those, and I didn't. And I thought about it for the whole year. And when we went back for the second time, I like loaded up on these marbles, and I was at home like baking them and cracking them. And so then I just started making those necklaces inspired by my grandmother, and then it's just kind of taken off, and so it's been something very productive and good.
Take me back to when we were kids. Take me back to no more cares. Take me back to when everything's worth trying. Skipping stones and wishing on dandelions. Skipping stones and wishing on dandelions. Skipping stones across the creek. Blowing dandelions in the wind. fishing on dandelions. And take me back to when time stood still. And take me back to when love was easy. And take me back to when there was no more crying. Skipping stones and wishing on dandelions. Skipping stones and wishing on dandelions. Skipping stones across the creek. Blowing dandelions in the wind. We don't care about where we're going. We don't care. Skipping stones and wishing on dandelions. Take me back to you and me. And take me back to those hills. And take me back to no more lying. Skipping stones and wishing on dandelions. Skipping stones and wishing on dandelions. Skipping stones across the creek. Blowing dandelions in the wind. We don't care about where we're going. We don't care about where we've been. Skipping stones and wishing on dandelions. Skipping stones and wishing on dandelions. Skipping stones and wishing on dandelions.
Thank you. I would like to thank our guests, the Compass Roses, for being with us this evening. Weren't they fantastic?
Yeah.
I want to thank our volunteers for their help with our production, and those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We also thank you, the members of our studio audience, for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical heritage of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Who wants to hear more from the Compass Roses?
Point and see what's up. No agendas, no. Oh, oh, oh.
and roll. You make me want to get in the car, put the pedal to the floor, find out if there's something more. Windows roll down, radio up, flip a coin and see what's up.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Jen and Melissa, the Coppice Roses, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.